Good morning. Welcome to the Andy Summer Show here on XTU.
Oh, fun. Are we playing a game?
Hey there, Andy Summers. Hey, we're going to play a little game. I got some questions for you, Andy.
Oh, all right then, Dave. If you've got questions, I've got answers. Let's play What Can I Do?
Andy Summers, can I go to a restaurant, food court, or a bar?
Well, no, Dave. No. So because of the coronavirus and us keeping our social distance, it is important that you not go into a restaurant or bar or food court and sit with other people and enjoy your meal. Instead, I recommend that you shop local. Don't forget about our local stores and restaurants that are available for on-the-go pickup and delivery.
Andy.
Yes, Dave.
What about visiting grandma and grandpa?
You know, it's tough. It's tough, especially if you feel like you're healthy, but you don't know what kind of stuff you're taking with you when you go to see grandma and grandpa. So I say, when I say I mean all the research and the people that are very important and make decisions. They say...
Is that what I mean?
That's okay. What I mean in this circumstance. They say, no, you know what? If your parents don't need you in-house with them... and you know, you're not living there, then just kind of let them be, right? So that you don't infect them accidentally.
Okay. Andy, I have another question.
Yes, Dave.
What about playing outside with other kids, going to the park, stuff like that?
I think going outside is a great idea. Did you know that the national parks have just waived their fees so that people can get outside?
That's awesome.
And still maintain social distancing, okay? So that's what's most important. So, yes, you can still go outside if you need to go for a run, if you want to walk the dog, but don't play on the playground because germs are spread on the playground, mm-hmm. right? So that's the stuff that you want to keep in mind. It makes me really sad when I pass the parks and I see all the signs that say park closed. Yeah. I'm hoping that really what they mean is just the playground part of that park is closed.
Right.
But, I mean, if you're already living with, like, let's say a parent and a kid, you guys are already living in the same house, sharing each other's germs. You could go throw the football around. Just don't invite your neighborhood to do it with you.
Sure.
Right?
Okay. Andy, riddle me this.
Yes, Dave, I've got all the answers.
Seeing some really cheap airfares now, can I travel?
That is not a great idea. The CDC is actually asking you to avoid discretionary travel because... if you're in an airplane, it's going to be kind of tough to be 6 feet away from other people in the airplane,
true.
Okay?
Yeah.
And even if they only put a handful of people on each plane, you're still, you know how they recycle that? Mm-hmm. And listen, I'm not saying that, you know, airplanes can be petri dishes, but they have that reputation. So let's just stay home, hunker down. You can get through this.
I have one more question
yes,
for
Dave.
You, and you've done well so far. I had a doctor's visit scheduled months ago.
Yeah.
Should I still be going?
No. And that's the other thing, right? Like, let's make sure that our medical personnel are available just for the people that absolutely need them in this crisis situation. Okay. Because their resources are limited. So if you're feeling well and you need an, you know, what's it called? You need a physical or something like that. Put it off, right? Just put it off. If you feel like perhaps there's a problem, certainly by all means, shoot your doctor a note, give them a call, whatever. But don't insist on going in if it's not an emergency.
Okay. So you can just, like, stay at home on the bed and have someone, like, karate chop your knee to see if it, the reflex, like, if it
exactly.
kicks up, right?
Exactly. Yeah. That's all you do. You know what? Just go online. I'm sure that there's probably a YouTube video on, like, how to conduct a self physical exam. I don't know. Everything's on the internet, Dave.
Thank you, Andy. You have helped amazingly.
I even got a ding. Fantastic.
And an applause. Thank you.
Thank you
very much.
The Andy Summers Show.
This is the People's Country Show. Is that cool with y'all?
On 92.5 XTU. Love you. Love your show.
BackstageCountry.com. Your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.